I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is morning while we're recording this.
It is morning.
I'm not drinking any coffee.
No.
Sorry, I had to. We'll get into that, but it's pissing me off. Start your day with a little, like, I'm not even a coffee guy. Are you?
I don't have to have it at all.
Right, yeah.
I'm not
don't talk to me until I've had my eighth cup of coffee.
Right,
I've not had my eighth cup of coffee, I've had three monsters, so yeah. It's okay.
I don't even have to have caffeine in the morning. I will drink water. I just, because I don't drink or eat, like, a heavy breakfast all the time.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do healthy things.
It smells burnt every day, though.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
The maybe coffee?
You cook it. No.
Oh,
the breakfast.
And by cook it, you mean the way that I microwave those pre-cooked turkey sausages.
Sausages. It's sausage season. It's like Oktoberfest season. You dirty-minded little girl. Court days is going to be here before you know it. Are you so excited?
Yeah.
Are you really?
A little bit.
For Harlan? Or just for you? Like, you...
I don't even want to go to court day. I just like that it's here. And we're not at school. And I like it's fall. That's like it's all a seasonal thing.
It's almost my birthday.
Yep.
If you guys want to get me a present, all you have to do is like and or share this podcast with 25 of your friends. Like the old school. I want you to do school chain letter. If you do not share this, your dog will die in 7 days.
I don't
want to start that.
I don't have 25 friends.
Oh, you have thousands of friends on Facebook. It's all just about messaging. Let's start.
Is that the cold call?
This is a guerrilla campaign.
Like, hey, girl, I saw that you were posting that you liked my post.
Like that one friend that that you've talked to seven times. And
hey, girl, will you do me a quick favor?
2011, they're like, oh, hey, just let you know I'm making millions of dollars selling.
I just need to copy and paste this.
Yeah.
No.
There is a whole, I don't know, like the get rich quick thing with social media. So, like, what do you believe? Sometimes I do believe these people are making money, and then sometimes I'm like, dude, you're full of shit.
I think there is a capacity for it. Like, and we've talked about it before, you have to get in a certain time, but you got to also get out.
Yeah.
At a certain time. There was something, one of my Facebook people, you know, there's always this like make money from home things.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And there was some
called prostitution. That's how.
do you really have to be at home to do that?
I need to make $20,000 this week, but it can't involve drugs.
Yeah.
Newsflash. It's going to involve drugs.
It's going to involve. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, this place that like was hiring people to work from home. Don't know a damn thing about it other than I've seen it advertised before. Like, it was awful, laid off a bunch of people yesterday. I don't even, so all of that, I think anything
that's get all risky.
Rich quick, like, I don't know, everything's
what
a risk.
About, never mind.
What?
I don't want to embarrass you.
Oh, God.
Or embarrass our listeners.
Oh, okay. I appreciate
it. But yeah, it was like 90 degrees this week, and then the next day it was, when I got up to go to work, it was 48 degrees, and I was
beautiful.
Like, okay,
I'm here for it.
Yep, here we go.
I went to the gym in the morning, Friday morning, and I was like, oh, I love this.
Yeah,
it was cold. I get it.
It's football weather.
Yep. Get to wear my sweatshirts.
UK plays today.
It's a good time. I like this I like this part of the year. I've said it before. I would.
It's fall, y'all.
Fall, y'all. I would make this, like, I love summer.
No, I could do it without summer.
This is my.
If I had to eliminate a season, it would be summer.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Well, come on what? Let me. Spring's the best. Spring's like fall, just a little wetter.
I don't like wet. I don't like it when it's raining like all the time. Oh, my God. Shut the hell up.
What are you talking about?
Like 10.
I am 10.
You look like a 10.
Oh, are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
He's a 10, but he leaves his damn pudding packets everywhere.
I don't know what you're saying there. J-E-L-L-O. Yeah, so I'm almost 2 weeks post-op.
You said it was 3 last night. I said it was 1 week. We have no concept of time.
I'm starting week 3. I had it done September 12th. I went for my 1 week checkup this week. Mm-hmm. So next week will be start my 3rd week.
You look great.
I mean, I've always looked great. So
I've no doubt. No doubt in my mind. Hot from day one.
But for those that haven't followed along, on the last episode, I talked about how I was supposed to be outpatient. Turns out.
And how you were so disappointed that you've never spent the night in the hospital. Like, weirdly obsessed with it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for years I've talked about that.
So weird. So, cut to.
Monday morning.
We walk into the hospital with literally, I don't even take my schoolwork with me. Nothing, because we're like going to be there a couple hours, according to Gare. I don't take food, which. If you know me, I like to pack my snacks. I've got nothing. Gary brought clothes because they mentioned it. And that's it. And he walks back out from the registration. He's like, hey, plot twist. I'm spending the night here tonight. And I was like, well, shit.
But then there was a whole debate for like the next hour and a half if I was or if I wasn't.
And guess who is behind it all? Who gets to make your medical decisions in your life? Your very well-educated, medically-minded.
Expensive
insurance.
Yeah. Which providers. Was, you would think they wouldn't want to pay. Like,
it was weird.
It was weird. So my surgeon came in. He said, hey, here's the deal. We know we told you you're going to be outpatient, but it turns out the insurance won't pay for this unless you're inpatient.
Which I'm going to go ahead and say it now. I'm glad you stayed. I didn't want to, like, I ended up having to leave you there that evening. But between the hours of you, like, actually getting into a room and until, like, I left you, I was very uncomfortable with, like, your progress. I was nervous.
Well.
I liked having, just as they were trying to stabilize blood pressure and stabilize oxygen, I was not a fan of those moments. It was scary to me, and I was like,
and I don't remember any of those.
You have no memory of it.
Here's what I do remember. Walking in. I'm waiting on that. So Abby gets to come back with me at a certain point, but I'm back there with, like, a prep nurse or a trio, whatever. I don't know.
She was cool. She was good.
She's like, leave your dignity at the door.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't bring any.
Ma'am, have none.
She's like, all right, get naked. Put this robe on. I was like, all right.
She's like, she said get naked or she undressed. Get naked.
She's pretty sure she said get naked. Put this robe on. Here's some leggings. I got to put on some fancy leggings and then the cool hospital socks.
I'm so jealous of those socks.
So then she gets me hooked up. Abby comes back and we're chit-chatting this and that. And she says, I'm going to have to shave you from your chest to the top of your penis.
I died.
And I said, like with a razor. And so, like.
You said I could have done this at home. But she was like, we don't want you to. Yeah.
So then she proceeds to like lay me completely flat on the bed and shaves me. And I'm laughing the whole time because I'm being tickled. So.
It was so weirdly uncomfortable but hilarious. Like, Gary is tickled, but clearly, like...
like, she's getting towards the goody
the
parts.
The guy who loves to talk about his butthole in public was getting a little embarrassed, and I was here for it. Like, I was dying. It was so funny, but also so awkward because she's getting lower, and I can see him just be like, just stop. Make it stop. Are you done yet? Oh, it was great. She's just chit-chatting the whole time, and... it was,
and while she's doing that, they're coming in like, "Are you ready?" And she's like, "No, we're not ready."
Yeah,
I'm like, "Oh shit, they're trying to rush me in here."
Yeah, it was a good time
because I thought I'd have to, like, there'd be a build up and I'd wait. There really wasn't. After I got sent back, it was all
there was like a lot of just like boring waiting at the very beginning when we got there.
I told Abby, I was like, "What if I just leave? I'll just dip, get out of here."
Is it too late? Yes, sit down. Just sit down. We're here. We're here now.
So I go back, and they're like, they crucify me. They put me on this, the littlest table. And they, like, I'm being hooked up. They, like, pull these things back from my arm.
I did those for my C-sections.
And they're like, take some deep breaths, and that's the last thing I remember.
Yeah.
So.
Got you a good little anesthesia coma. God.
Yeah, but I remember... waking up in the recovery room briefly and, like, hurting.
Well, you were in there, I think, a lot longer than he told me you would be. So they just essentially send me on my way, and I'm like, what the hell am I supposed to do?
She went to bargain hunt.
I went and got food, and I, like, kind of rushed back, and I'm eating it. I'm like, oh, I still have so much time.
Yeah.
I go for a walk. I walk around the hospital about 35-40 minutes, and finally he called me and he was like, hey, everything went great. He's gonna be in recovery for like 45 minutes to an hour, so we'll call you then. I'm like, okay. But it was after he actually said 45 minutes, but I gave them about 55, and I was like, okay. Then I gave them 5 more minutes, and I went in. I was like, where is he? And you literally, like, I go and sit back. She goes, I'm gonna go check on him. And I sit down, and there you roll by, and you had no idea you were in this world.
Yeah,
at all. The woman, like, was the tiniest little thing, was trying to push the hospital bed, and it was just doing whatever it wanted. And at one point you just go, it's Tokyo Drift.
I don't remember that.
And then they walk me back there with you, and they're like, okay, now you need to go sit in here, in this waiting room, while we get his room ready. And I was like, well, shit, I could have sat in the other waiting room while you got this room ready, but okay.
I don't remember that part. I don't remember getting a room ready.
You were out of it from the moment I come in, and we have to have this whole conversation about your oxygen. And do you remember the respiratory nurse coming in?
Uh-uh.
Totally different nurse than what you've had. And she comes in, we talked forever. And just because you had to be put on oxygen for a little while, and then,
so I was almost a goner.
No, it's just when you were, as you were falling asleep, like, you had not, she said it could happen because, like, you're still, like, the anesthesia is still doing its thing. Your blood pressure was stupid high, not normal stupid high, but it was still high. And then the oxygen, they were just trying to keep an eye on you. And I was like, oh my God, thank God we're not at home. Like, so they were able to provide all those things. And yeah.
By the time I came to, though.
By 4 o'clock. So we're looking at you coming out at 2. By 4 o'clock, they're like, okay, we're going to come back and have him up and walking. I was like, him? That guy? Okay. By God, by 4:30, they decided to come in and you were walking.
That was good.
You did.
Then I became the superstar.
Oh, my God.
Guys, you know me. Like, I'm going to be the center of attention. And that's what I was. Now, granted, everybody, like, I don't know if I was first, if I was the first one there or whatever, but I get up and walk, like, I'm drinking water, I got the good ice, like, I'm good. A little nauseous in the beginning was the only time I felt any.
If you said barf bag to me,
because they gave me a barf bag.
Give me my barf bag. Where's it? It's right here.
Yeah. Just
hold it. Keep holding it until we're out of here.
So from then on out, like, I was totally annoying the guy next to me because Abby leaves. I've got my phone, but I didn't turn it. I was like, I'm bored. So I just walked the whole time. And the guy next to me was like, this overachiever. And I was, and I can, it's not like we, I can't hear him.
Everybody's,
and I said, hey, bro, you want a race? He didn't say nothing after that. We talked later, though. Everybody's so grumpy. Like a lot of people were still like nauseous and they had pain. I didn't have any pain or nausea. I was like, all right, let's go.
What you don't see is between for the 2 hours that you're out of it, 2.5 hours, I'm watching people like they crank out, like we think about 3 surgeries. What do we think? They cranked out 5 surgeries that day?
There's 6 of us that night.
Oh, 6. So, okay, yeah. Okay. So maybe you were somewhere in like number 4 land of that. Yeah. So there are people.
Yeah, by the time I got in my, I remember the one of the nurses saying, he's good and warmed up for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had 3 surgeries. So in the time that you're just sitting, laying in bed, still sleeping it off, I'm watching the people who've previously had the surgery before you that morning get up and start their first walk. And I'm like, oh, hell. Because they've got like 2 people walking with them and they're just scooting, like shuffling down the hallway.
And I was like, not me, bitches.
So then Gary like stops at one point to stop and like drop it down low and do a little dance. I like gasp and think he's getting ready to fall back. And I'm like, oh, no, don't fall here. No, he just wanted to dance in the hallway. Like he's been great and fine. And thank God, like all a really good recovery.
Yeah.
From everything.
So I'm not back to, obviously not back to normal now, but.
Will you ever?
But I'm all healed. Like I dropped the medicine basically when I got home, maybe one day I took the medicine they gave me for pain and nausea. But I do have a little, I got some of those, what's it called? Little things you dissolve.
Oh.
Like vinegar.
Yeah. Well, I can't think of a name.
Yep.
Love that stuff.
It's so I got plenty of that. Nauseous. I was never nauseous. So thanks to the people out there that said a prayer or whatever.
A patch on your ear too.
Oh yeah, and I forgot about it. Then I went because they're like, all right, don't touch it. Like, don't make sure it doesn't touch anything when you get done. I only got a haircut like the day I got out of the next day.
So is that how they took it off?
And she's like, hey, you've got a patch on the back of your ear. I was like, oh, I was like, hey, don't touch it. I was like, it's. I was like, let me kid.
Because if it like got on you.
Yeah, they could like, obviously they don't want that on them. So I took it off but yeah, so like literally the next day I'm driving.
He's already skinny.
But I'm not already skinny. I'm sleeping. Like I have such a weird sleep schedule.
One thing is during you waking up and that night that I was still hanging out with you, you would be dead ass talking to me and then just start falling, then fall asleep, which I'm like, oh, this is what it's like to live with me. But multiple times we'd be in mid conversation and you would be looking at me and start snoring.
I got some cool scars, chick stick scars, right? You like my scars?
I do. I like it. I like that they kind of make there's a shape to them. And even though I really wish you'd just put Band-Aids on them because they're disgusting looking.
They told me not to put Band-Aids on them.
Just a little weird.
I mean, they're not open wounds anymore. But they were for a couple days. I was bleeding all the time.
Gary, you're pouring blood out of your torso. Can you please clean it up?
Like, I went to the gym the third day. Like,
To walk.
And I could feel my shirt rubbing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this ain't going to be good. And I got home and I was just blood everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Gross. So.
Yeah.
Still waiting to get into the sauna, to go full-blown lifting weights.
Yeah. Still. I may have dipped my toes in a little bit.
I knew you would. Like, you do not follow instructions whatsoever.
I feel like they're just recommendations.
I don't think they're just recommendations. I think this is real. Which, with this surgery, you can't. I guess you could. I don't know how people do it. But, like, there is no, like, coming back and, like, sneaking a little whatever food that you want. Like, you physically cannot.
Oh, no.
Like Gary ate.
So I'm on my, like my, basically liquids the whole first week, mm-hmm. which was fine.
Yeah, like, no milk liquids and no pop.
Yeah. I tried coffee. It ended up being the worst taste. And they tell you your smell and your taste may change.
That would piss me off.
I was not prepared for the coffee to be the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth. And I make Abby try it. Then I try Abby's. I'm like, oh, God. And then so when I went back to work, I was like, okay, I'm going to try this. Spit it out immediately. I was like,
does it taste the same?
No.
So it just tastes bad. All kinds of different ones bad.
Yeah, just I don't know.
I'm sorry.
It's like sewer water.
Ew.
The fucking Costco was out of Fairlight, so Abby gets me Premier Protein, which I've had.
It's not the. It's not as tasty as Fairlife, but it's not bad. I couldn't, it's the better one.
Yeah, it's not. Probably macros wise, it's the best.
Yeah.
But it's the worst for me. Yeah, I was like, God.
So I got a huge case. Got all kinds of Premier Protein to.
Yeah. I'm offering to people's office. Hey, you like this? I'll bring the old case. But so I finally got some Fairlight. But I was getting some from the gas station.
We can't do that anymore.
I mean, it's a little pricey. But
we cannot do gas station. Gary brings home 4 Gatorades. And he's like, it's fine. It's fine. I like those were on sale. I'm like, how much did you pay for 4 Gatorades from the gas station? It was, I got $10. Gary.
No, these are the big ones. They're not. They don't
I don't actually, care. Like, that's still. I'm like
64-ounce Gatorades.
They're like a dollar at Kroger. Like,
whatever.
God.
Listen, though. They know. Like, I walk in and walk out of Circle of Speedway now. And they don't say a word. Because I get so much ice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they don't charge me for it anymore.
You're just walking in and getting ice and walking out?
Mm-hmm. I talk to them about, you know.
They
know.
Stealing?
No, they told me.
Okay.
Because it's like 43 cents for a cup of ice.
Okay.
And so, like, I was paying it, you know, I was going in and getting, but to keep me from buying the other things, you know. Yeah. But yesterday morning I went in and the machine with the good ice, the pellet ice, was like not having it.
Because you've used it too much.
That's what the guy says. It's been used too much this morning. It's like it's got to cool off. So I'm back here like 2 more times that day and got full cups.
I wonder if it is going to be economical for us to buy the ice machine.
I don't think so, but it's those are expensive. Try to get work to buy one.
I need one. I think it'd be wonderful to have
the pellet ice. Yeah, nice.
Except the one thing that I hate more than anything. Not more than anything. One thing that I cannot handle is listening to people chew and chew
ice. You have no patience with me.
And so Gary is chewing his ice, and the other night I had to put headphones on while he was doing it. It's me. It's totally me. It's a sensory thing. I cannot listen to people chew ice. It's like once I hear it and I'm in tune to it, I want to go ballistic. I cannot deal with it because all I can hear are mouth noises and... TikTok confirms it's all my sensory issues, but it's a lot. So between that and for someone who doesn't eat anything, you're pretty messy in the kitchen.
So there's only a few things I could add. I could have sugar-free popsicles.
Yes, lots of popsicle sticks and popsicle wrappers everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a popsicle guy anyway. But then towards the end of the week, I started making some protein pudding.
They're just like random. He doesn't even put lids on them. He just makes random bowls of pudding and tosses them in the fridge.
Yeah. They're good.
That one you made last night was really good.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then I forgot. So this is not just for like bariatric patients. This is for anybody that needs to get some protein in and want to do it quick. I got a full container of plain Greek yogurt. Which I didn't know tasted. Like, I've seen people substitute, use it instead of sour cream and stuff, but it does very much so taste like sour cream.
Just that dry taste.
But I saw Alex Hormozzi talk about, hey, if you're lazy like me and you don't want to cook something, get this tub, like the whole tub's 80 grams of protein.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and just put like Crystal Light or Kool-Aid or something in it. He said it'll give you like that sugary I don't taste. Like. Oh, man, it's so good.
I do not like that. I don't like, even for yogurt, I don't know. It's not my favorite. So I will take plain and add chocolate to it or peanut butter. You can add the peanut butter powder to it, but I don't like that flavor at all. And you can just buy vanilla flavored Greek yogurt that also has like, Oikos has one that has 20 grams now of protein and then add a scoop of protein powder. It's delicious.
Really?
That's what I've been doing. So you could do like 40 grams of protein in like a dessert for under 100 calories.
We'll see. But the thing, here's the secret. I'm never hungry.
It's wild.
Now,
so jealous.
My body's never hungry, but my brain is like, I go for some nachos.
Nachos? Is that where you would
go?
No,
just one of the first things I thought about was nachos. Boneless. I mean, just shit I don't need. Shit that got me to where I need. But I will say this to anybody that's ever thought about this, if this has encouraged you to get this or look into it, there is not enough preparation for your mental health before you do that. Because
I would just like to go on record saying that I have brought this up previously.
Yeah.
Carry on.
And it's not other than you can turn the switch off in your body that like in your stomach that wants food, but you can't turn it off in your head.
No way.
And so like, I'm not going to say I've overcome that and so far, but it's definitely lessened in the first few days. I mean, cause you go from eating, like even in the pre-op stuff, I had one salad a day. So.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
and then you watch people eat, and then you're like, you can't really partake, you know, it, as a social thing. And now that you don't eat, the fuck you do with all your time? Like, you know, you get to work, you're thinking, what am I have for lunch? What am I, you know, what am I do for dinner? You know, yeah. I never realized like how much you really think about food.
I'm very aware of how much I think about food. It's embarrassing, but
I just want to think about money now. Money and sex. That'll be my go-to.
That's your go-to. You're so dumb.
And you know who thought about money and sex a lot?
Who?
The Queen of England.
I don't think so. I don't think that's accurate.
I don't think she thought about her having sex, but all the craziness of the royal family and
they're insane. And my favorite, you know, TikTok guys.
Deviant shit they've done their whole life.
My favorite, some TikTok guys comparing them to they're just a typical trailer.
Yeah.
Trash family. Like he compares them, like this is the matriarch, Mama T, everybody goes to her for their problems, here's that one uncle that nobody quite knows what's wrong with him, but yeah. Not everybody's uncomfortable, like
it's, you ain't gonna let babysit your kids,
you right. And so she's got it down perfect, and there's always like one grandson, you know, Clayton and Colton, that are like
like I always thought because Charles got divorced he couldn't be the king.
No, I don't think so.
But isn't that why?
I thought.
Isn't that why the queen's sister couldn't be the queen? Because she's older.
No, she was already the queen.
No, when their dad died, she has an older sister. Why did she not become the queen? I remember watching it on The Crown, but I don't remember why.
I don't know. I'm not even going to pretend like I know.
Yeah. No, queen. I don't know.
I don't think she's older sister. I thought she was the younger sister.
Ah, fuck, I don't know. It just all seems so weird.
She was only like 25 when she became the queen.
I know.
So, and imagine, she was already married.
Let me
married.
Be king at 25. So, I've been on my dictator's kick, right? And I was listening to Julius Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't really a dictator. But, like, part of his journey is he goes to Egypt. And has this crazy love affair with Cleopatra.
Mm-hmm.
But the king, when he gets to Egypt, Cleopatra's husband, Cleopatra's 20, Julius Caesar's like 42, the king is 13.
It's wild. That's so wild. Like, I do not understand.
It's like a scene from a porno. Like, because they're vying for power. Like, the king and the queen, I think they're brother and sister, too. Not too sure about that, but.
Please do not. Take any history from this guy.
Google it. I think they are.
Just Google it.
But so Cleopatra's manservant puts her in like a laundry basket and takes her to Julius Caesar and like unzips the basket. And there she is like, ta-da. And it's not like a romantic, like it's some Game of Thrones type shit.
That's so weird.
It is. And like the whole story of Caesar is... It's crazy.
Can I confess something?
Yeah.
I've never read Shakespeare's Julius Caesar completely all the way through.
So it's inaccurate. It's the biographies of Julius Caesar were written hundreds of years after he died.
Mm-hmm.
So that like it's all, sure. There's different versions of it. I'm sure. But like Ette Brute.
Yeah.
You Brutus.
And you Brutus.
I suppose, and it's. Like, but Brutus was a love child from one of his mistresses, they think.
This is wild.
Yeah, it's crazy. But anyway, Queen's dead. Poor lady. They hauled her dead ass around for 2 weeks.
I know. So they were saying that previously.
$7.5 million funeral.
That's wild.
That one might not cost.
Either rich. Prior to having better embalming techniques, but that whole process still being the same of how long someone has to lay in state and everything, that kings would explode.
From like the gas?
Their body, yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm there for that.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, wait, what? Bad. It's gross, but interesting.
Yeah, so there's a new exploding. New king in town over there the pond.
We'll see his funeral not too long from now. It won't be such a big deal. I did watch it, watch part of it the other, because it was like
it was on for 4 days.
Well, 5 a.m. That morning it was on when I got up and went to the gym, and then
when I was having my surgery, they were taking her body through the countryside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. Then no, that's when she was coming home, right? Coming back.
No, they were taking her through the countryside.
Oh, whatever. So then they were just walking her through the streets and stuff. So they used to, a teacher that I worked with said they used to use horses, but that went badly once. The horses kind of got spooked and they took off with the body. Not a reliable hearse, the horses, apparently. So,
well, I mean, not the last anymore. The last one to die, I guess, was her husband, who wasn't the king.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's a weird thing. I'm interested to see how The Crown wraps it all up.
Yeah. I'm here for The Crown. One of my students said she started watching The Crown.
Yeah, I didn't think I would like it, and I like it.
There's this element of they are real people, but there's also this element of just looking at how just massively out of touch they are to everyday problems. And
listen, if I got a letter today that I'm a king of some... I'm going to be the most.
You'd be ridiculous.
Oh, yes.
You'd be absurd. This is all a thought experiment.
Yeah. I'm really the king. All right.
I don't think so.
What's the thing from Braveheart when Michael Scott says it before?
I can't remember.
When the king has to sleep with all the brides.
Yes. I can't remember that.
But. It's been a wild couple weeks.
Gary has surgery the same week as Charlie goes into her first homecoming week.
Yeah.
She went to her homecoming dance, got all prettied for it. I was like it's different here than what it was when we went to school. They go to homecoming, they go to the football game and walk around, and she had a blast. I know she had fun. That is so up her jam. Let's go get pretty, dressed up.
Yeah. And her friend group now is a little more extroverted.
Yeah. I think she stayed the whole time and, shut her down. So I'm sure as shit she was probably in the grind circle somewhere doing that.
Yeah.
After I said, so help me God, you better not be one of those little grind circle girls.
Little hoe bag.
I've got eyes and ears everywhere, but no reports. So
yeah,
see, I'm sure she had fun.
Abby has enabled a Goodwill addiction into Harlan.
Oh my gosh. It started, accidentally.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And we went in there wants to do something. And this is wild, and I'm very curious about this. We just thought it was kind of unique to him. You've heard me talk about how he watches somebody play with DVDs. And for him specifically, it's been Baby Einstein DVDs that we watch somebody open and collect. And all he does is put them in front of the screen, talk about them, open them up, close them. And he has multiple copies. So Harlan will take a variety of DVDs, but so far he wants us to make every DVD a Baby Einstein DVD. And so we thought this was a very specific.
Well, he knows which ones he's missing.
Yes.
That's what it is. He knows which ones he's missing, and we have to make them.
Yeah, where is, you know, Baby Mozart? We do not have Baby Mozart. So I would go into Goodwill to go look for different DVDs, and we've just not found any Baby Einstein in a while. When he went in with me one day, he just stood, he was like, look at all these DVDs. And he stood in front of them, playing with them like he was on the YouTube video. It's like, okay, guys, today we have, and he picks up, he doesn't know what it says.
Right.
Generally, unless he sees something he's familiar with, like Toy Story, and he'll talk about it and put it back on the shelf. So I just have to set a timer and let him get about 10 minutes worth of playing with DVDs, and then he'll be like, okay, over here we have our custom VHS, and he'll start going to VHS. So that's our thing. He never buys one. He inevitably just winds up at a toy, gets a toy, and we're out of there.
Yeah. Okay. But now he wants to go all the time.
Now he loves going. And I don't think it's hit him yet. Like, you can't just go in and like summon whatever it is that you want. Like, it's, you got to find it.
Yeah.
So I'm having this conversation because we go, he has a group with one of the local churches, and we've been hanging out there. And so we went to the church ceremony that's specifically for him. So we walk in the doors, and with Harlan, like, there are things that he absolutely loves one day, but then something can shift and we are not going to be about that the next time.
On a dime, basically.
So he loved, when we went to VBS, he loved the singing and the dancing, and I was very cool with that part. So the service works in a way that Harlan and the other Bridge kids can hang in there for that, and then they leave once, like, the sermon starts. Because once it gets quiet and you have to sit still and listen, that's where I get nervous with Harlan. That's where I get nervous with any kid. But with Harlan, he could shout out, like, oh, damn it, or who knows what he's going to shout out. So
been pretty tame so far.
So we go in there. This place also serves as a school. They're having a book fair, Scholastic Book Fair, straight up Scholastic Book Fair, which can take any kid, no matter what, and just tilt them and make them wild, because it is, I mean, his brain is about to explode. He's like, oh, look, it's Toy Story. Oh, look, it's PJ Masks. They've got all the good stuff, plus all the little trinkets and posters and all that stuff, right? I'm like, I'm never going to get him in here. I'm never going to get him in that. And there's tons of people and sound. So we walk into the sanctuary. He literally puts a toe in and goes, nope. And I was like, it's not happening. It's not. People offered to sit by him. Not happening. So we went to the actual Bridge room, which is set up and designed for any kids with any sensory needs. There's a crash pad. But the first thing he locked in on was a shelf of DVDs. And it just, and he was, and Christy was like, does he like, I was like, he loves DVDs. This is his thing. Like, she was like, does he want to watch one? I was like, no, he doesn't want to watch anything. He may put it in a DVD player, but he doesn't want to watch it. He wants to play with it. And she's like, that's so wild. Another little boy here loves DVDs. And the mom got there and showed me, and they have walls of DVDs. And we started talking, and he and Harlan play with the DVDs almost in a similar way. Like, they love syncing up like a DVD with the same scene on the computer. Yep. And hitting play at the same time. And if you can get multiple things, Harlan loves that. That is his favorite, is to like sync up things. So I'm just fascinated by this. Like, what is the connection? What is the draw to this? Because I made a post of Harlan asking to go to Goodwill, and someone mentions in the comments, Kristen mentions in the comments, like, she, there's, have I seen the little boy on TikTok who's autistic and does the same thing. I was like, no, what the hell? Like,
yeah.
What is the draw of, and I'm pretty sure the kid on YouTube is autistic that collects the baby Einstein DVDs. So I just, I don't know.
It's like showing off your stuff.
I guess. I don't know. And that you have it and that you can access it. And it is just, it's really unique and wild. But when we go to Goodwill, that's primarily why we are there is so he just wants to go play with a wall of DVDs, which is a struggle for me because he plays in a very messy way. It is a very,
I don't know where he gets that from.
I have no idea where he gets that from. And I am not a neat freak, but when everything is out all at once, it just makes my head kind of, my eyes start twitching. There's like not any clean, like order to anything, and you can't find anything.
Let that go.
Do I though?
Mm-hmm.
Who says?
The
Who
universe.
Says? No. See, I don't want to. I don't want to. I feel like we can train everybody. He is the only one in this damn house. I have trained him. I said, we're going to put your bag in the basket. He can now do it by himself. He goes over, puts his bag in the basket. Everybody else just drops shit. But they walk in the door and they just like, somebody's going to throw a t-shirt on the stove. Somebody's going to throw a bag down.
Let's be fair. That's a little played out. I've not. T-shirt on the stove.
It's not been the stove recently, but it has been the back of a couch or randomly.
You never know when you might do.
It's like you instantly come home and you take your shirt off, both shirts off, and throw them down. What's your expectation? Like, I'm going to get out later?
Like yesterday. Abby's planned out dinner and stuff every night. Last night was pizza, so I ordered pizza. I didn't eat any, obviously. But the pizza guy came. I had a shirt laying just at arm's length. I put it back on.
Just can't open the door shirtless.
Well, they might think you shot me or something.
That I've stabbed you a few times.
But
speaking of that pizza, don't waste your money on the Papa Bowls.
It was sad.
Number one, if you're going to do that.
Maybe like, if it had like the meat and stuff in it.
Maybe. I got the vegetable one because it was fewer calories. But the meat, like if maybe I was doing keto, like I thought, I wonder if I could have made my own, like you've seen those chicken crusts that we've looked at on the macros page.
Yeah.
But they were like really wet. I don't know. Not my favorite. I ended up eating a piece of pizza anyway and still stayed under my calorie intake. So
I think I'm excited because every Monday I get to start a new phase.
So this Monday you get to start.
I could have eggs and beans and
oatmeal.
Do you
have to mash them like the beans?
I just have to chew them really good.
Okay. You could do like, could you do a vegetarian chili with no meat in it?
Like just beans?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't. Like this week I got to implement bananas, so I got so excited. I told Abby, I was like, I'm going to take this banana. I said, don't waste it, you know. I got, what, a quarter of it?
Barely.
I was like, oh, God.
I'm full. Yeah, so.
It's weird.
You just don't eat a lot of anything.
No.
It's crazy.
Oh, but fall's upon us. Like, this is the sorghum festival this weekend. Like, I miss the hardwood harvest festival type weekend.
Do you think our parents liked it when they...
I think when we were like Charlie's age, then they just let us go and they had to do whatever they wanted. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It's the storytelling festival. My memories came up and Charlie doesn't really want to go that much tonight. I was kind of sad. Like I'm willing to take her and and hang out with her, but I can tell she...
Not her thing anymore.
Yeah, I think maybe if... I don't know. I'm not.
And Harlan for damn sure ain't gonna sit still and listen to the stories.
No, that did make me sad. Like, I would love for him to go, but I know he would not. It would be everything else that got him excited.
In the water at Cave Run.
Yeah, we're at the water. We're at the lake. There's the geese. Everything would probably pump him up other than the story. So I'm like, don't even bother doing that. I have to really work hard at letting go of some of those things that, like, I'm like, man, Charlie.
To be fair, I wouldn't want to go either. I would everything cool. But the stories would get me excited
it's
too.
It's so nice. I don't know. I liked it. I've enjoyed doing it. I'm a former like speech and drama kid. So,
for like 3 years, right?
Well, the storytelling, we did that event, and like you would spend weekends. I was in the storytelling event. And so
listen, I'm going to tell you this, and I don't want to hurt your feelings. You can't tell a story for shit. You sent me that TikTok the other night about the,
I'm going to tell you to go kiss all of my fucking ass. Because I can tell a great story.
I feel like if it's prepared, you can. But like off the cuff, you have
no,
and you have I'm so detailed. Much. Let me say this: yes, you are.
I have details, bitch, and they come back around. I just need you to follow the damn storyline.
It's hard. It's ensure, worse than no, like because
I actually care to engage you in the context of the story. And you, however, just don't care.
Get to the point. To the point, no faking.
Often, you don't even care to get to the point. Like, it's just because I'm talking in general.
No, that's not true at all. I love your stories. I just love to, like, just give me the gist of it. Accuracy, brevity, clarity.
Oh. My God. Did you hear that from, like, some damn, what's his name?
I don't know who I heard it from.
Your, whatever that guy is.
Whatever. See,
I don't know names,
but what kind of so it's spooky season, right? Do you like scary stories?
Mm-hmm. I want a psychological thriller.
Yeah, but you don't like watching those
psychological thrillers. Yes, jump out of nowhere for no reason. No, thank you.
Haunted houses. We've talked about this a bunch before, nope. But you're not.
Don't need that in my life.
Like I'm watching all these like. Haunted houses from all over the country, right? Like this is their time to shine. And a lot of people, they make so much money in this season that they don't, this is the only job, right? Like these companies.
Halloween Express.
Yeah. Did you see the picture?
Camden Park Halloween haunted house or haunted house is open year round.
Yeah.
Charlie wrote about that at school.
I know.
Her word was nostalgia.
Her mom and dad. And so she used a haunted house.
I was like, that's not your nostalgia. That's our nostalgia.
I don't know. I got a glimpse of what pure rush, like the rush to get into some of these things with the crowds and the
haunted houses.
Yeah. Like there's one in Ohio that's just like crazy, like 10 or 12 different mazes and shit like that.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, no.
No. There's too many like
and like the people that work there. Think about that. It's basically on the weekend, so you're giving up all Thursday, Friday, Saturday night.
That's
why they make their money. Yeah.
And I if you were but I dress think
up in a haunted house,
but I think those people enjoy that.
Yeah,
that's their thing.
Scare actors is what they're called.
God, that would get so.
What would you dress up as?
Me?
Like if you were going to be in a haunted house.
Probably like a mid 40 something mom who's also a teacher, overworked, overweight, stressed out. Scariest thing in the world.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have a really go to. I'd probably just be. I don't think I'd want to wear a mask. It's hot and sweaty.
Yeah.
Something. I don't know.
I'd like COVID.
Like the girl from The Ring or some shit. My hair, my face.
We watched The Ring, but I don't
vaguely remember.
Me and Harlan watched
The Ring.
No,
Freddy Krueger,
Godzilla and King Kong.
Did you like it?
He was not like completely like the new Minions is out, mm-hmm. which he saw in the theater. First couple times he's watched, he's been glued to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now with Godzilla and Kong, he was like, "Who's that?" I was like, "It's King Kong." "Who's that?" "Godzilla." Dinosaur, yeah.
He has this weird sense of knowing when to be scared. When in the Minions movie the characters turn into the giant animals,
mm-hmm.
he knows they're supposed to be scary, so he's like, "Hold me, mommy," and I'll hold him, but he talks all the way through it and watches it and laughs. There is something, so he got into this weird, really weird rabbit hole of watching Coco Melon videos, but as PewDiePie.
Yeah, that was a whole thing.
And that was a whole thing. So there's, like, the fact that it's so specific. But there's a few that are really, like, trippy. Really trippy and weird. And they're kind of scary, I guess, in the long, drawn-out tone and the color and everything. And he knows he's supposed to be scared. So he will run to our bedroom And if you stay in a certain way in our bedroom, you can still see the television. And he'll hide in our bedroom and watch. I'm like, are you scared? Yes. Turn it off, man. So it's weird to see him experience those emotions and know that, you know, because I guess, I don't know, you don't know what your kid is like internalizing and what makes him scared. And I don't remember, I don't know. You were scared of the Michael Jackson Thriller.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever remember being scared.
Turned out I was probably just scared of pedophiles. I didn't
know you just had.
I just had the instinct. Senses. I had the. You knew. I had it was the him. Creeper it was instinct. Weird.
Like that. That I don't think scared me. I'm trying to think of things I was scared of. Because I watched a lot of. I mean, we watched Freddy Krueger like sitting on the couch hanging out, like Nightmare on Elm Street as elementary school kids.
Yeah.
Didn't really bother
which
us.
Which at the time was pretty cutting edge, and it's not now. If you go back and watch, you're like, oh, this is so dumb.
Awful. When they pull her through the window at the end, it's awful. Yeah, not kid appropriate at all. Yeah, we
watched the making, like the movies that made us, and had that, and it was like how
it was such
how a, low budget, like it was not supposed to be anything, and then it kind of blew up.
Now, I don't really remember watching anything beyond. I know we saw other Nightmare on Elm Street. Maybe two.
Dream Warriors was the last one. I think that's three. That's where they take the fight to Freddy. And you feel like a little empowered.
Yeah.
Like it's scary, but like the good guys win.
I remember two and three, but it wasn't as, you know, it's hard to. Sequels are hard. Sequels are really hard things. Like I'm a little nervous. This week they're releasing Hocus Pocus 2.
Gonna be trash,
and I feel I
it's
don't
be trash.
And here's the thing:
Disney doesn't here's make anything good right now.
The first one is like a fun, like remember the movie, but if you watch it,
it's trash.
It's
too.
Horrible. Yeah. Like I love it in the sense that it's Hocus Pocus. I love
should have put a trigger warning about that before
the shit character. On Hocus Pocus. I know I'm gonna get so much
or
shit
or Monster
for
Squad.
That. Monster Squad's the shit. I don't care.
It's it not a PG movie.
It
though.
Is not a PG movie. It is not a. It's not a good movie. Like, I'm not saying it's a horrible movie and, like, it should be some high quality. That is not my thing. I don't give two shits
about oh, you're talking about Hocus Pocus?
Yeah. I love all the little nostalgia. Money grab. And hype. Right. Hype,
money grab.
Hype around it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a money grab then. It was just, it's grown into that somehow. I don't know. I don't know where that came from.
Where did you, why did you want a sequel?
So, because of whatever nostalgia is promoting. This like so many
like
people
nostalgia is just that nostalgia. Yes. You don't.
So
want,
what happens is you think you want that thing, and you're like,
listen. Prime example: we get Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
First thing we watch: Fly the Navigator. Yeah. It's horrible.
And no, it's so, not. No, it's not.
Shut up.
you're the bullshit.
It's still horrible.
I love that little creature in it.
And then I go, like everybody's going to bed. I'm like, all right, here's the test. Put on X-Men the cartoon. It was like my Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah.
So bad.
So bad.
I was like, oh, this is so shitty. Something just need to be best remembered.
Yeah. So I'm nervous, like, it's going to come out and people are going to have to shit on it and then people are going to get pissed and it's like, what did you expect? What did
listen,
you want what, from it?
Has all the creativity been sucked dry in this world? Like we're redoing The Little Mermaid.
No,
she's,
this
she's
no.
Black,
I think this is.
And that's a,
oh, that is so such a stupid. I love the tickets. They're like, so we're talking about mermaids here.
Yeah,
it's that is such a ridiculous. I don't even entertain that argument. Which I've seen no one say shit about it.
Well, yeah,
I've only seen people say shit about the people that are supposed to be saying shit.
Yeah.
So either I am pretty sure I've just narrowed my echo chamber.
Well, I think
down
it's like the news is putting it like
sure.
talking about it.
And, but I will say. When you want to have a conversation with me about representation and what we are showing as representation and what that means and what that looks like, I will present to you every single one of those videos of the little girls and the minute they realize it. Because have you watched the preview to The Little Mermaid yet? The way it's done, you don't know. You don't see her. You just see like the tail. And at the very end, she comes on the screen and you notice that she's black.
Yeah.
Well, it's so like that reveal and that build up, and then when these little girls, these moms are showing their little girls and their reaction.
Awesome.
To see, oh my God, I cry. I just cry and cry because just the, she's black. She's me. Look at, she's beautiful. And they're just, they're amazing. And that is when you try to articulate representation and the importance of it, it's mm-hmm. hard to articulate. There's been a lot of TED Talks on like using books as mirrors, books as windows, and books as doors. Like that's what it means, so that you can read and experience different things, but also the need to read something that looks like you.
Yeah.
Right. So
there's some fat boy stuff, like fat 40-year-old stuff.
Absolutely. Yes. It's out there. And if it's not, just write it. So that it's so important to have that connection. And I think we talked about this before, whereas you don't necessarily go out there looking for entertainment in a way that connects.
Definitely not in a book.
Right. But even in your podcasting and stuff, I don't know that you look for things that...
Mine's about more about action, yeah. actionable things.
Yes. I think as is mine, but that's where representation comes in with that. But yeah, the remaking thing though has been, well, I'm going to get fucking nerdy with you. Like
okay.
all stories come from one.
Right. It's all the same thing.
But there's only a few different variations and versions of it. But I don't think this is doing it like we've ran. I don't think it comes from we've run out of ideas, so let's redo this. It is completely like.
It's about what makes money.
Social media looks like, sounds like that we want a sequel, so they're giving them that. Now, Charlie went to go watch this movie last night that I know zero things about, other than there was like a really awkward press conference with all members of the cast present, and it's Harry Styles and some other people. And she has tried to explain it to me, and I have no concept of it. And then she comes home excited, wanting to tell me about the story. And the best is she goes to watch this movie, and she's with her friend. Friend's parents are present too, but not sitting with them. But they're in the theater. And I guess there's just a really blatant, like, sex scene.
Yeah.
Or multiple sex scenes. And Charlie is just, like, immediately texts me. She's like, oh, my God, Mom. This is so uncomfortable, and I'm dying laughing because that would be so uncomfortable.
It is.
But I don't get it. Do you know the Harry Styles? I don't know anything about the Harry Styles thing other than this movie wasn't that
apparently
good. I don't know.
No, apparently, like, it's one of the, I don't know if it was Olivia Wilde. Somebody had an affair with the director, and they got mad about it.
Okay.
So, I mean, really stupid.
Okay. It's just, when she explained it to me, I was tuning out because I thought, I don't. And she uses actors and actresses' names so fluently. And we all know I don't remember people's names.
Yeah.
So
I've got nothing. She gets her storytelling from you.
No, she sounds like you when she talks about celebrities and.
Well, when it comes to that,
and
sure.
pop culture stuff. And I don't have any of that knowledge. I can talk to you about deeper things, but not people's names. She is currently, I will say this.
In bed.
No, yeah. Speaking of how she is you, I find out from her teacher that on the side, just for funsies, she has this assignment to do, right?
Yeah.
And in her book, a character has died.
Uh-huh.
And so her project is to write an obituary for this character. But Charlie has decided to take it upon herself to also plan this character's funeral.
Yeah.
And she has a mood board for it. I don't know, Gary, where would she get the idea to have a guest list? Or... a playlist.
Listen.
Or
I have a playlist.
A
now.
Taco bar.
Wait, that's on her list?
Yes.
That is complete and utter plagiarism.
And she has outfits, multiple outfits. There are visitation outfits, and there are outfits for the funeral.
Yeah.
That she is doing for this. And the teacher is telling me about this super wild creative thing that she's doing. I'm like, oh, it is Charlie. Like she has nailed this character, and she's got it. Yeah. The playlist is a little much, but she's all about this. But at Taco Bar, I just looked at her and I was like, I know where that came from. That's your daddy's idea.
Yeah. So my Uncle Buck died, which his name was Harlan. Mm-hmm. Great man.
So nice.
We went to his funeral. And I'm just not the guy to take to a funeral.
I have.
Or you're not the. You're.
Don't sit by you.
Yeah.
Do not. I have not sat by you at a funeral because. Looking back, a majority of the funerals we go to, Gary is the pallbearer.
Yeah.
But because of his surgery, he cannot
I couldn't be the pallbearer.
He could be a pallbearer. So I get to sit. I get to. I have to. I don't know what you
honor of sitting
the honor
next to
of
me.
Sitting by you. I have never in my life almost died burst out laughing. Like, I had to go to some wild place in my head to, like, get my shit together. And, like, I was trying to find candy. I was trying to distract myself. I almost had to leave. It was about 3 seconds away from me having to get up and leave.
And that's no disrespect to the departed. But
no, none at all. None whatsoever. But Gary leans over and whispers, and I am about in the floor dying. Because his stance is, if I have to feel awkward and feel feelings, I'm going to make you feel awkward with me.
Yeah.
And so whereas I can go sad with you all day long, he knows the thing to mess me up on, make me laugh. I have no control whatsoever.
Yeah.
It was awful. So that's when he decides at some point midway in that moment that he wants Wonderwall to be on his funeral playlist. Yeah. And so now he's humming Wonderwall mid-funeral.
Yeah. Hit me up if you want to be on the guest list. We'll be vetted.
So we started talking about that. Apparently we're going to start writing some stuff down and getting a list, making an
actual... Yeah, I don't want a preacher there.
No.
I don't know.
Are you going to do a...
Taco bar? Yeah.
We know about the taco bar. I thought we decided on taco truck outside.
Yeah. So I talked to Mike Gray, and he was like, you know, there's some places that have a liquor license. Some homes have a liquor license.
I'm sure there's like a rule about like food and dead bodies being in like the same building together.
It's embalmed. It's not like,
I'm just saying, like, I'm sure there's probably some legality to that. Like, you have to have a license for that.
If you're going to sell it.
So you're saying like I should bring in a kegger. Who's paying for the taco bar? Can I bring a kegger?
My life insurance policy, hopefully.
I can do that? Just be like...
I mean, we'll have to sit down and go through the details.
Okay. I need to know how to do this.
Well, we'll figure it out. It won't be hard. I won't figure it out. I'll be dead, so it don't matter. You literally do whatever you want to do. But I'm just telling you, these are my wishes.
Are you going to plan mine out for me?
Yeah.
In case I go first?
No, you got to plan your own. Like,
I mean, I'll plan it out, but will you fulfill... Wishes. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
But you did say we could have street tacos in homage to me.
Yeah.
Because I'll be the at one mine. Eating, yeah. At yours. Because I'll be the one eating them, and I love street tacos, so... That was really kind.
I'm kind. I'm very thoughtful.
It did start out as a nacho bar, not a taco bar, but a nacho bar around the casket.
Yeah, at visitation.
At visitation, and he wanted his hands holding a salsa.
Yeah, I want my hand. I want the bowl with my hands. Think about it, guys. Think about how. Like, well, you don't want to be sad at a funeral.
You really don't. I do want it to be. I want there to be a sense of closure.
A celebration of life. I want everybody to cry when I die. Like when they find out I'm dead. But by the time you get to the funeral, cut that shit out. It's over. I'm dead. Ain't no use crying over me no more. I ain't coming back. Unless.
What?
I'm Jeebus.
You're not Jeebus.
And on the third day.
So I need the funeral to happen the third day past your death. Got it.
I don't know.
Check. All right. All right. And then you also have like specific rules for who takes over your phone after your death.
And texts everybody.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. You're so dark. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Because I never experienced funerals growing up. Like, it's hard.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's not it. Maybe
I don't know that that's like an experience that is common. I don't know that you can experience enough funerals to walk away with some sort of like...
I could be a funeral home director though.
Absolutely. I think you could, honestly.
I'll look into that.
We're gonna go out and
enjoy our day now.
We are. The sun is out.
Nice and chilly, Willie.
We got a Saturday. Harlan's at a Saturday session of ABA, so we had a couple of hours without him. I'm like, how many things can we get done in 2 hours? And can you keep him all day?
Yeah. We love him so much, but...
We do love him so much, but he's a demanding little child.
I know.
They all are. They all are, but...
Also, he ate. We had to hide the pizza last night, or he would have eaten the whole thing.
He woke up eating pizza, too. I said, you give him breakfast? He's like, he's had pizza. Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's good. We're in a big pizza kick right now. He wants pizza about every single night.
And the EBT kicked in for groceries this week. Shit. I roll it. I can't eat shit.
You can't eat it, but I'll be buying some stuff.
I was watching, like, you know how I am. I go all in on the information.
Oh my God, it's annoying.
So I'm week I'm finding like what people are eating, you know, this stage. This girl made like some kind of weird egg salad.
Like with hard-boiled eggs?
Hard-boiled eggs.
That sounds delicious. I love egg salad.
Or like Miracle Whip.
Yep, yep.
Mustard.
Love it. I'm here.
Salt, pepper. And mustard. Then she just kind of whipped it up.
Could I entice you to add a little avi to that, a little avocado?
No. Avocado's gross.
It's not, actually. We got to talk about me eating cottage cheese.
Yeah, Abby found out she liked cottage cheese after all this time.
I sworn.
It turns out I didn't like it any more than I did the...
Hang on, but it is a different consistency than I thought. It is.
It's a different texture. Still not a good texture for me,
No. But I made some Alfredo sauce with it, and...
Charlie didn't like it.
She did.
Oh, did she like the sauce?
Yeah, she liked it. She ate it. Bitch ate it. I don't care if she liked it or not. It's what she's getting. She's on
Abby's in charge of...
Yeah, I'm having to be in charge of food. I'm trying. It's just a lot mentally for me to handle. Because it turns out when I left it up to Gary, it was like...
Okay, I took care of everything.
Did take care of everything in terms of like, okay, we're just ordering pizza tonight? Yeah, that's good. But I'm trying to like make dinners and... But it's only for Charlie and I and her...
She doesn't have a sophisticated palate,
per se. She does not at all. So, thinking if it's cold enough, we just eat chili all week. Is that appropriate?
That's why I'm a little jealous on that.
I told you I will make you your own vegetarian.
We'll see.
I got you. I got you, bro.
If you made it this far, just know that we love you very much. Appreciate everybody listening. Yep. You know who you are. You know who you are, those new listeners. I know who you are.
That sounds so
I know
creepy.
Who you are. They'll so figure pretty, it out. They're going back through the group of listeners, going back through the catalog. But by the time they get here, just know I know.
Oh, my God.
I appreciate the compliments. shout out to Philip Smith.
Hey, hey.
Still hanging in there, being a sugar daddy. Being a real daddy. His daughter went out there slanging lemonade and cookies.
It was so stout. Yeah. Love it.
So it's fall. Kentucky plays tonight. Go Cats. Or whatever team you like.
Cats.
I mean, you don't, and everybody's
never don't burn cats. Anything. Shit, people.
Yeah, you bunch of idiots.
Easy on the vandalism.
All right. Well, we do have a Facebook page that has some stuff on it if you want to click on that. We got an Instagram. We have a TikTok. So
I added a TikTok not too long ago.
So maybe we'll get better at posting there. Probably not, but just know it's there if you want to support us.
Hope is good.
I love you.
I love you.
See everybody next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Close Enough.
Leave us a like on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Close Enough Pod.
Consider giving us a share and review on whatever platform you found us on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.